this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode 193. We're closing in on 200. This episode is brought to you by Indochino. Indochino is the largest made-to-measure menswear brand on the market right now. You got to get great fitting, high-quality suits if you want to look fresh and impress people. You don't go to a men's warehouse and grab something off the rack. You don't wear your old suit that doesn't fit you anymore. You want to look good, impress people, look sharp. You go to Indochino.com, and you can order yourself a custom suit that fits you perfectly. What you do is you choose from the customizations, meaning the lapels, the pleats, the jacket linings, more, all that stuff. You submit your body measurements, then you kick back and relax. In 4 weeks, you're going to have one of the most stylish suits you've ever worn delivered directly to you. Best part is right now, if you use Indochino.com, if you use the promo code KFC, you're going to get any premium Indochino suit for just $389. That's 50% off the regular price. If you can get a custom suit for under $400, you're killing it. So once again, go to Indochino.com, promo code KFC for any premium suit at just $389 plus free shipping. KFC Radio 193, that's a big number, boys. That's come. We've come a long way.
Wait, 193?
193.
Holy fuck.
That's a big number. And our second live show is coming up next week. Couch by Couch West at the Wilbur, 1,000-person venue, by far the biggest thing we've ever done. Tickets are still available to the second show if you want to get involved. Go to thewilbur.com and just do a search for Barstool. You'll see Couch by Couch West pop up. We have announced the after party. It's at Royale in Boston. You bring your ticket to the front door. You're going to get half off the cover. And I guess the way it's going to work is the after party starts at 9. So there's like a separate special section of Royale that opens early for something like this. So we're going to be there at 9 o'clock. Come kick it early with us. 10 o'clock, their doors open, and the real party starts. That's the real fun of like the KFC Radio Live stuff. The show is going to be great, obviously, but the fun at Caroline's was afterwards, partying with everyone, drinking with everyone, getting to meet people, the listeners meeting each other, and then that's really where more KFC Radio material comes from. So go over to the Wilbur, get your tickets, and come through the after party afterwards.
Can I ask something of the people who are coming or any listeners to this show? Because the second show is on a Saturday. If you could please someone just send me a bunch of winners, because Saturdays are a roller coaster, and if I lose a lot of money, I'm going to be
that's
like,
true.
I'm not even going to be able to
I
show
know.
Up to the show.
I need Happy Dan for a Saturday night show.
It's very tumultuous. So I would just please, anyone who's hot, I need some winners for Saturday. You'll get Funny Dan. Otherwise, we're all fucked.
Dan, we got to be professional here. I don't care how many losers you have.
No,
I need Happy Dan on a Saturday night.
We're at that time of year where it's like they're piling up.
Also, big announcement. David Pageviews will be the opener for Couch by Couch West. So you're going to get Portnoy on his home turf, home city. I guess trying to do stand-up?
I'm a little nervous.
I would love for him.
No, I'm not nervous at all. I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
He
won't plan.
He will not plan. Always talks about how much he hates live comedy. And now he's going to have to, like, do it.
Right.
So, yeah, he's going to get up there and, like, bash us and make fun of us and play his page views angle. But I can't wait to watch Prez potentially crash and burn.
He'll probably just do a Goodell rant. Like, if he
will absolutely.
Everything, he's just
that's his go-to. That's his – when we did the Red Bull Blue Tog.
Yeah.
He was up – we were like – he's like, I don't know what I'm going to say when we get up there because everyone's getting interviewed. And he's like, I'll probably just start ranting about Goodell.
Yeah, I mean, when in doubt, like, start chanting Brady. Yeah. Or, like, it's like a USA chant. You can't go wrong with that. Right. You're in Boston, just go fuck Goodell. So if you want to see your boy Prez in his home element, he'll be opening each night as well. I hope he sets the bar real low for us so we can come in a little bit buzzed, a little drunk, and just do our thing. Once again, the tickets are over at thewilbur.com. Just search for Barstool. Trying to save up the best voicemails, the best of the best for Couch by Couch West. So this week is heavy on the tweets. We got a lot of reader tweets along with a couple voicemails. So let's get the voicemails out of the way. These are brought to you by 5-4 Club. 5-4 Club. It's not even just a clothing company. It's a membership. You become a member of this club because it's exclusive. The only way you can get these brands and these styles of clothing is if you join the 5-4 Club. The way it works, you go to 5-4club.com. You set up yourself a style profile, meaning you put your pants size in, your shirt size in, and your fashion preference in. So I put hybrid, which means classic, and I like a little bit of fashion forward. Your boy Feidelberg put like fucking, I want to dress like a chick. I'm so fashion forward. So he's going to get his clothes sent to him. That way, you know that whatever's being sent to you from 5-4 Club is clothes that fit you, that you're going to like. Right now, if you use my promo code KFC, you are going to get your first package for November, and it's a collaboration with an iconic menswear designer named Mark McNary. You get 40% off that first package and a pair of Clubmaster sunglasses, which are worth $75. They have free shipping, free size exchanges if it doesn't fit you for any reason, and you're going to stay fresh and stylish without having to go to the mall, waiting on lines, dealing with salespeople. It just gets delivered right to you. So once again, 5-4 Club, spell it out, F-I-V-E-F-O-U-R, club.com. Use the promo code KFC. Let's talk about being... Let's talk about wedding dates.
Hey, KFC. I'm hoping that you and Fights could help back me up in an argument here. A few weekends ago, me and my boys are down in AC. One of our boys says that he's going to Florida in December for a wedding. And he says if he can't find a date to go with him, he's going to bring his sister because he says she's always a good time. Are we out of our minds for thinking that this guy is a total fucking creep now? And he's going to bring his sister as a date to a wedding in Florida? Like, not only is there something wrong if you're not getting a date, but you're going to bring your sister on a road trip to fucking Florida? Just looking for some advice here. Do we cut him out of our friends group, or what do we do? Peace.
First of all, it's perfect that it's in Florida, because that's probably, you know, who knows where they're going in Florida. That might be, like, perfectly acceptable.
Right.
Bring your sister to a wedding. I am a big time, like, you know, don't... Whatever, let people do their own thing. Don't get involved. I would cut this guy out of my friend's crew. He's out. He's out of the group.
What's wrong with going alone?
Yeah. Yo,
like, that's actually fun.
The best part, yeah. Going to weddings alone is way better than bringing a date.
You can leave when you want. You don't have to hold, you know, a purse all night. You don't have to.
Just get as fucked up as you want.
You don't have to get the old, like, where'd you go? Why'd you, you know, why, like, you left me alone. I had to talk to this person the whole time.
You go outside, smoke a cigar, you wait online at the bar, you do dance, you don't dance, you eat, you do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
And it sounds like this guy is actually single, in which case, like, go try to find someone at that wedding.
Right.
Get laid. Go party. What are you doing? Bringing your sister around.
Right.
I don't understand.
I mean, and you know what's weird is
people, there are people like this. I've been around, like, people like this where it's just, like, they have that really close relationship with their siblings.
Fuck that.
I love my siblings, but, like, there's a difference between, like, you know, I love my siblings, and then there's, like, where they're just...
You're creepy.
They're inseparable.
Yeah.
It's so
it's like the McPoyles in Always Sunny. It's
yeah,
just like,
exactly,
I don't know what's
like
going on
McPoyles.
Here.
It's like, there's something wrong with, like, your whole fucking family. Why would you think that this is an acceptable move? That's something that goes, like, that's not even something that, like, wrong with your upbringing, that's like, that's
innate.
Generational.
Right.
That's
there's
generational.
Something wrong.
That goes
Italian.
Back hundreds
He's probably
of years.
Italian. Those
so
Italians,
up.
They all like live together. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
They buy a house next door and they just...
Everyone.
Every
dude,
fucking
I still
day
have,
they have dinner together. It's
I
crazy.
Have an Italian buddy who every Sunday has to go home for dinner.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about, dude?
It's
not even like he lives in the same city as his parents. He has to drive to Western Mass to go home for a fucking Italian dinner.
Yeah.
UI ties are fucking annoying.
Crazy. No, it's serious. I mean, I'm a little jealous of like the home cooking. That's kind of cool, but... When it comes
I'm
to
not.
Getting a Glenny Balls said that he goes to like his aunt's house every weekend and like they cook and they watch.
That's them. Horrible. That's fucking horrible.
Free
you have to you
meal.
Interrupt you interrupt like your weekend?
No, on like, a Sunday night. Yeah.
Yeah, but still like what okay. you're out at the bars but, watching the football games with your buddies?
But
I gotta go home to fucking auntie's house.
I'm loving this. I can listen
meatball.
To this all
no,
day long.
Sure, no, but I guarantee that they're Italians and like they live this kid probably still lives in his parents' basement. And,
yeah,
like, you know.
Dude, The parents is one thing, too, though, but, like, you're going on a date with someone or taking a date somewhere is a sexual, like, that's
yeah.
a thing
yeah.
that you're
only,
not supposed to do with your family.
The only time you can pull that off is if you're, like, Adrian Grenier and it's Aquaman's opening night and you're taking mom.
Fine,
like, if you're taking
right.
mom on the red carpet, you're doing that because that's going to work.
Right.
That's going to get the girls.
But that's my problem is that
the
reasoning,
like, oh, so
his reasoning
mom.
Is the real okay. problem in my mind.
I've just thought of something. What if she's, like... No, this is kind of fucked up. What if his sister is like a 10 smoke? Okay?
Okay.
It's getting worse,
Continue.
Dan.
Continue.
Okay. There's got to be
you
something else.
You show up with a 10 smoke on your arm.
And other chicks want to fuck you.
And all the girls are like, whoa, who's that guy? And then you're like, oh, that's actually just my sister. I'm single.
Dan,
kind of
play. Dan does
so.
Not play
I don't
because
so.
Then they automatically
I'm
say.
Then you have to, because after that, oh, that's just my sister. The follow-up question is, wait, you brought your sister?
Why'd you bring
no,
your sister?
Like, oh, yeah, my sister's friends with them as well. I'm thinking this might play.
It doesn't play.
She's got to be very, very. She's got to be stunningly. She's got to be the chick.
You can only date your sister if she's hot.
No, but you know that there's always one chick at the wedding who's flaunting, who's peacocking, who steals it from the bride.
Right.
Who wears a dress and everyone's like, holy fuck, who is that?
This is true.
If that is your sister, I think you can somehow work this into
because then
this is Danny spins.
You have to like
Danny's
like,
he's addicted to the spin zone.
But then before that even comes, you have to tell your sister, you're like, yo, you got to be hot as shit tonight.
She's bait.
Like, you have to make everyone want to fuck you.
She's bait.
Then, like stop saying like that's a normal thing to say to your sister.
It's all
Well, yeah, no, I'm like that's what I'm
like
saying.
She comes out in a dress and it's like, no, go back there, more cleavage, tighter. Yeah,
there is no normal. You already are thinking about inviting your sister, so you might as well if there is no normal and you're already dating your sister, you might as well get laid for
it. If you're going to date your sister, make her hot and fuck chicks because
right.
of it.
It's like the Costanza walking around with the model's picture.
Yes, but it's not his sister, man.
I'm just saying.
We ultimately run back into that same problem.
I've talked myself. Everyone knows this is like episode 193. You give me a problem for long enough and I'll
figure the answer. If you bring your mom, I get it because that's a ploy. That's a play. The problem here is this guy saying, I'm going to bring my sister because she's always a good time. If you said, fucking wacko over here, I think I'm going to get laid because of it. Fine. If you said, I don't know, I need to, like, my sister's, like, fucking handicapped and I need to, like, make her happy. Fine. To just be like, yeah, my sister's hot and fun. No, dude.
So
no.
Weird.
Go solo.
Like,
find
I don't
yourself
even
a date.
Like, at weddings, I like to go nuts. Like, I don't even like going nuts around my own family, really. Like, I kind of keep it in control. That would be, like, taking your sister would be like taking a date.
It's like,
I'm trying to keep it in control.
Even worse,
like,
it's like a chaperone. You basically just brought your own chaperone.
Don't tell mom about this. Like, fuck off.
Fuck that noise. Don't date your sister. I can't believe I have to say this, but I feel like I do. I have to tell Dan and his legion of followers, don't date your sister, bro.
You can use her to get laid.
Talk about unsolicited texts. This one's aggressive, by the way.
Yo, what's up, KFC? So I received an unsolicited video from this chick that I kind of work with. It was a video of her close up fingering her own asshole. And this is not somebody that there's ever been any type of anything that anybody can construe as some form of relationship. And I'm married, and my only response was just, WTF did you just send me? And she freaked out, you know, embarrassed. At first claiming it wasn't her, then her story says it wasn't, you know, it wasn't meant for you. Did I react to that poorly? Is there any real right way to react to that? I guess in her defense, the dude that she was kind of seeing or talking to, his last name starts with the first two letters of my last name, so that's just me trying to validate in my head that this girl just didn't think it was a good idea to send me an unsolicited finger popping of her own asshole video.
Dude, what the fuck?
Is this the worst reaction to a sext ever?
Well, in his defense, I think that kind of that's an aggressive unsolicited sext. If it was
yeah,
like
that's
a chick,
awesome.
I don't know. If you're not expecting a girl to, like, have her fingers up her ass.
I'm assuming she's hot. I'm assuming she's hot, by the way.
All of a sudden you get it.
Oh,
that's a
little
weird.
I wasn't picturing a gross girl finger in her ass.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably react in a similar way.
I would treat that like goddamn Christmas morning.
I don't know. That's really far. Like,
I'm really aggressive.
Tits, I'd be like, okay, cool, nice tits.
Now, last week on the show, we discussed when a girl sends – this girl asked a question. What do guys expect – when girls are sending sex, what do you want to see? Feidelberg immediately responded, asshole. So
we clarified after, like, that's it from a dating
perspective. Right. If you're
not
together
from a
with someone.
Person.
Right. So you, John, let's run through it. You open up your phone and it is a coworker, he said? Or did I just make this up? Random girl.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't random. He knew who it was.
Yeah, what's up, KFC? So I received an unsolicited video from this chick that I kind of work with.
Kind of work with. So sort of coworker. I don't even, yeah, coworker or not. You open it up. It is her fingering her own butt. How do you react? And don't tell me you say, what the fuck was that? Because that is the wrong answer.
Say, what the fuck was that? I mean, I'd obviously know that wasn't for me. Because if it's like from a coworker and it's a girl you haven't had a conversation like that about before.
You never know, man.
I was considering maybe just ignoring it.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't respond. I think I wouldn't respond or I'd like, write back something funny and be like, nice anus.
Yeah, like pretend.
Good butt.
All you can do, no, not that. You just either completely ignore it or you pretend it's like, be like, haha, like pretend it's like something funny. Because right. it's you don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. Like, she fucked up. That right. fucking happens. That can happen to
Yo,
anybody.
What like, if she meant to send you this text?
No. There's no
Yo,
way.
Do you know how careful you are when you send a video of you fingering your own asshole?
No. Kevin.
If this was
John.
Kevin, this is.
Damn.
You have an idea if your fucking coworker wanted to send you a picture of her fingering her asshole. That's not how you come in the door.
Oh, really?
Right. That's not how you
that's
come.
That's the thing.
If the dude
responds to this with, what the fuck is that? He's missing all sorts of signals,
dude,
I think.
No. If this was like a picture of her in her bra,
you
or a picture of her tits.
You quadruple check if you're, well,
no,
who you're about to send
no,
an asshole
really
video to.
Wrong on this
no,
one.
You're way wrong.
You guys are.
Not meant for him.
You guys are not.
No chick.
You're not thinking about this right
no
at all.
No chick in this planet would start with a butthole fingering. That just doesn't happen. You don't just go.
It's like
from
how we.
No chick on this planet
like
will sit there
about, no,
and
like
send the wrong
about,
fingering
yes,
butthole video.
Yes, they would. Yeah, this girl did it. It was like we talk about how you set like an anniversary gift. You don't set the bar too high. You don't come in the door with sex with fingering assholes.
No.
You start with the tits and you work it down, then you work it back.
Yeah, you're cam That's, girl next. That's like you're one way away.
There's no way. I'm actually stunned that you think he even explained how it's the same. It has like the same last name as her boyfriend.
That doesn't happen.
The problem
it happens.
It doesn't.
You
happen.
Don't send enough sex to know there are a lot of fucking close calls sometimes,
dude. When you're a chick and you're fingering your own butt, you quadruple check that shit.
No,
you don't just fire it off.
No, Kevin, when
she's
you're in the heat of the moment,
she's probably really horny.
Yeah, when you're in the
yeah.
heat of the moment, you got your fucking hormones are firing.
Right.
You got hands doing different things.
Brain's all dizzy.
Right. You don't
I
know.
Think you respond like you're trying to get the pipe. I think you run with this.
No.
You don't respond, first of all.
Respond. I think you just don't never respond.
That is the worst. That you are just squandering an opportunity either for
Kevin,
hilarity.
It's really not an
for hilarious. Will you listen to me?
To the end of the
will
story.
You listen
it
to me?
An opportunity.
Will you listen to me? You either miss an opportunity for hilarity. You either miss an opportunity for fucking blackmail. You miss an opportunity for awkwardness. You
I'm
don't.
I'm not interested in any of those
you
things.
You do not
I'm,
just let.
I'm
an,
not
a,
responding because I'm trying to avoid the awkwardness.
You
yeah,
do not let
awkward.
This
yeah.
go by. This is such an opportunity to just be like, oh, I'm not going to respond to that. Are you fucking nuts? This is a once in a billion years opportunity.
Put yourself in her shoes. If you send a dick pic to the wrong person, you don't want to, what the fuck did you just send me? You want, like,
yeah.
either let's never talk about this or, like,
no, I don't. I
give
mean,
me,
I, you're right.
Open the door, crack the door for me to pretend it was something else, like to pretend it was someone else. That's what you'd be like.
You're being too nice. Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, I'm being nice to a coworker who fucked up. I've been in the shoes, Kevin, and I'm not really liking the way you're taking this. It's not make her feel fucking horrible.
No.
Dude. Be like, yeah, she fucked up. Let it slide.
I think she wants to fuck. I think she wants to fuck, man.
I'd let it slide.
I think you guys are not,
why do you
not capitalizing on this
fuck?
Opportunity.
It's already, we've gotten to the end of the story. It was supposed to be for her boyfriend with the same last name.
That's,
how do you
that,
think she
that,
wants to fuck?
That's not like a thing.
You
that's
don't
not
send enough
that's
sex
not real.
No, you don't live in this world. You're in my fucking world now, bitch.
Bro, do
and
you
I can tell
let
you
let me tell you this. First of all,
how many chicks
have their boyfriend in there as their first and last name and go to put the last name in there for no, it doesn't happen. It's
oh,
not real.
No, that, no
it's not real.
No, that's just keeping your phone book like nice and tidy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It so we the girl who no, fingers her own asshole
I,
is now
I
keeping
was,
her phone book
I
nice and
since,
tight.
I have since
you
let
guys.
My phone book get away from me.
I tried that.
But I used to have first and last
those people.
I'm just disappointed in you guys.
You're just wrong.
Yeah,
you're just
wrong.
Very wrong.
It's just disappointing that in a scenario where we have unsolicited butthole fingering texts, you guys are like, just don't do anything with that. 193 episodes. I never thought I'd see the day where you guys would be like, it's not
no,
a big
I
deal. Don't
say
do
that
it.
You could in
like,
a
give me a break.
In one scenario, send back just like nice anus.
Say you trying to get the fucking pipe.
Good
Go J.R. Smith on it. See what happens.
And then you're the fucking idiot.
Yeah, you're the asshole.
No, it's either funny or she says yes. You can't. No, you cannot be the idiot
funny.
In the scenario where a girl sends an unsolicited asshole fingering text.
Funny. Kevin, when was the last time you said sex?
Don't.
Yeah.
Let's not right. make
you
this about me.
You don't know
let's
what
not
you're
make this
about
me.
You don't know what you're talking about here.
John is fired up. I like getting John riled up, man.
I've been hot like for almost 2 days now, really.
The Trump effect, bro.
Yeah,
that right, blog
down,
this morning, you were fucking
Trump
spitting fire out of your fingertips, man.
I wasn't even mad at him, though. I was mad at everyone else. I'm just mad at everybody now.
Let the hate out, dude.
I'm mad at all those people.
Me, you, and Mike Portnoy Esquire, the three biggest haters in the world right now.
Yeah,
shout out to Barron Trump. Let's get that drug addiction going, bro. Let's get into these reader tweets brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to buy and sell tickets to concerts and sporting events. You know the deal by now. Come on. Every ticket in the secondary market is put together in an easy-to-read chart where you can see exactly what you're spending and exactly what you're getting. Puts it all in a chart where it scores it from 0 to 100. It's very easy. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You don't have to answer any security questions. You just find your event, find your ticket, click buy, and you purchase it. Right now, use the promo code KFC. You're going to get a $20 rebate, which means you go download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, add a promo code, enter KFC, and once you buy your ticket, they're going to send you $20 to your PayPal, or they're going to mail you a check directly. So get your tickets and get money for free. Why would you not do that? Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code KFC today. Let's get into these tweets. So at the moment, Lena Dunham is still radio silent. She has threatened to move to Canada. So had Amy Schumer and a billion other assholes. Amy Schumer has since backed off it. So we got a tweet today from Dan Lockbaum, at D Lockbaum. With the Trump win, who are three celebrities you want to see leave, aside from Lena Dunham? Now, I'm gonna go over to the Canada boys, one half of the Canada boys.
Oh.
If you could just, I mean, really, this just means like who could, if you wanted to purge people from this country, send them to Canada. Who you got?
Athletes, too?
Yeah, man. Anybody.
I'd love to get rid of Kevin Durant. I'm on a big Kevin Durant hate.
Bro,
why?
I hate him.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah, man. I've been all about that for a while. When I used to have to try to defend Carmelo for a while, he was always my example. That dude is such a pussy.
Such a bitch.
When he couldn't handle the Oklahoma City media, I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Exactly. He gets such a pass. He's always like grumpy and doing his fucking...
one game of hate when he made that video where he was in the gym, like, I'm here. I'm grinding. I'm they said I couldn't, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you had like one day of adversity in your fucking life as an athlete so
he's
far.
Underrated cheesier than LeBron sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. LeBron is like, I can't hate LeBron as much as I used to just because he's so fucking good. Kevin Durant's my new guy that I fucking hate.
Send him to Canada.
Yes.
You know what? And he would probably be one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to Canada. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here, guys.
I don't pay enough attention to Kevin Durant, but I'm going to have to now.
Get it going. Yeah. I think everyone needs to just start paying attention.
Look, I'm a free agent right now, hater. I'll sign anybody.
Yeah,
to this fucking
Kevin Durant's
squad.
A good one.
I'll jump
it's
on.
Gonna be a good one.
I'm not a free agent. I'm an owner. And
right. Yeah, you're a GM. You're piling your all-star team of hate. Yeah. Who you setting?
This is a weird one. This is one probably only people in Boston are going to get. Charlie Moore outdoors. He's a
Charlie Moore outdoors.
He's a maniac on Nesson. I don't know why. Ever since I was a little kid, he's annoyed me. He goes fishing. He just yells all the time.
Oh, this guy looks like he sucks. Yeah. This dude looks like he totally sucks.
And he's always like
holding a fish up with his mohawk and his sunglasses. I don't know this guy. Fuck Charlie Moore. Get the fuck out of this country.
When I was a kid, you know how you'd always do like 10 episodes of like SportsCenter in a row when you were home.
Yep.
Or not? So
yep.
I'd watch like Nesson Today, and. You know, after a certain amount of episodes, he would come on, and it would be, like, the worst part of my day. But God fucking damn it, Charlie Moore is on, this son of a bitch.
Yo, that is your most random answer since your first episode when you said magicians. That's way up there,
Charlie
man.
Charlie Moore is fucking out of here, man. Go fish in Saskatchewan, bro.
I mean, Portnoy. Get Portnoy the fuck out of this country, man. Just go to it. Really doesn't have anything to do with Trump.
I don't know if you can fish in Saskatchewan either.
Has Lena Dunham treated yet?
No, still on.
She's dead.
Still,
she's making hell's.
I was honestly thinking, like, what if she's really dead? Then I'm gonna feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
I wouldn't actually, but when
because
people started running through the timeline, being like, look what this guy tweeted at her, I'd be like, I feel bad you're dead.
I don't even hate. I mean, you're obviously king hate Lena Dunham hater. But if she killed herself over a presidential election,
deserves to be dead.
So she
I'm not going to feel bad for a
she
second.
She actually went out there and like campaigned and stuff, but I don't want to get involved in the political Twitter, but I so badly want to respond to some of these people who are like, I don't feel safe in this country.
Oh,
like,
shut the
what
fuck
the,
up,
what did
man.
What do you do besides tweet? What did you do besides
also,
tweet to the same fucking followers that all agree with you? Did you go out there? Did you fucking knock on doors? Like, if you didn't feel safe, if the stakes were this high, what were you doing before this?
I also, like, obviously I'm a white dude, right? So I get it if you're of color and now there's a lot of racism floating around. I can't speak for you at all. But, like, I just don't think that Donald Trump is going to, like, institute some fucking chaos.
I will say with women, I mean, the abortion thing's a big thing. Like,
I don't think that's going to happen either.
I think it will.
You think they're going to, like, repeal Roe v. Wade?
He's going to put someone in Supreme Court.
I don't think that will happen.
I think they will.
I think that would be
and that's gonna suck.
Absolute chaos.
Yeah. But that's going to suck. I mean, if you're a woman, though, that's a real fear.
That's a problem in general.
The government can tell you how you, like, deal with your own body.
If that sort of shit happens, then yes, I totally get it. Yeah. I just don't ever think that's actually going to come to pass because you're going to meet too much opposition on, like, everything else if you
also,
start fucking with
I'm
that.
I'm not even scared of Trump. Trump's not going to do shit. It's the people he is going to... these fucks that he's going to put in charge.
Which
that's
also,
what I hate more is fucking... Like, when he pitched... I remember Kasich said that. When he was pitched the vice president position, which he turned down, obviously, he was told he will be in charge of foreign and domestic affairs, and Trump will be in charge of making America great again. So Pence, who's fucking crazier than Donald Trump,
I know,
right? He's foreign and domestic affairs now.
That's scary.
That's fucking wild.
My thing, too, is like, he's bucked the trend. He's not a politician. He's doing everything different. He's going to fucking put Rudy Giuliani in,
right.
Chris Christie,
right.
Newt Gingrich.
Right.
Like, radical change to the political climate with these guys who have been around for 40 fucking thousand years. Get out of here. Back to the question. Yeah, I mean, well, back to Lena, actually. My problem now is accountability. I think if you go this hard and you represent something this much, you have to, like, pay the piper. I think it's now time for you to tweet. I think you need to come up and take your medicine. It's like being on the electric chair.
Yep.
You are a diehard fan. Now the world needs to see you because
you don't have
the credibility in my mind.
Right.
I'm sending Portnoy to Canada. Just get all my answers anytime I can get rid of a person from this country.
It's a good list we just gave. Portnoy, yeah. And
Charlie Moore.
I love it. I love it. That's a power three.
Charlie Moore. Just making enemies, no problem. Here we go. At Mully the Kid. If you had the backing of a political party and unlimited money, i.e. Trump, basically, how well could you do in an election?
Not very well.
I think Dan could.
I think
Dan could become president.
I
think Dan could absolutely become president.
I think so too. Like, I'm not trying to like suck my own dick, but I think if I had the backing, I think I could get it going.
I mean,
Danny Street Smarts. Dan said that. He's like, they kept on asking him he went on radio in LSU. He said, "PFD's book smarts." And I'm street smart, so PFD's a nerd. But yeah, I really do.
Well, first of all, if you run on your campaign of the, like, remember, like, the optional taxes sort of thing? Like, you only have to pay taxes if you take advantage of.
Yeah, right.
That right there. Remember that? Somebody tweeted a clip of that the other day.
Dude.
Feidelberg's face, he went like,
yeah.
Oh, I think I like
right.
that.
Just,
oh, I can
yeah,
get down with that.
If you don't want to pay taxes, you can't. You're on a list now, and you can't call 911 if someone comes and
right.
bugs you.
Right. That's an actual that's a platform I can get down with. But more importantly,
I would literally never call 911.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
pay as you go.
I would never call 911 for myself.
But there's
if
other
they're
things.
The murderer
you
in my house. I'd be like, "Yo, in here,
help!"
No,
I'd be calling to him to come get me.
Public services
like,
would be
I'm not
like,
calling for help. I'm calling for him. Like, yo. Just make it quick, bro.
Get it over with.
I've been looking forward to this one for a while.
Yeah. It would be – and actually, so it would be the tax plan. It would be like paying for a cable – your cable package. But also the cable package, it's so fucking stupid that you can't just pick the channels you want.
Yeah, that's insane. But
$2
a channel. It's the biggest scam in the world,
right.
The bundle.
So that's – I'd fix that. I'd fix day after Super Bowl is a holiday.
That's on my platform as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's – I think I win.
More importantly, I think you
legalize
get the,
gambling.
You get the pardon my take crowd going,
yeah.
And they'll do anything. All these fucking guests come in here. You got Peter King looking at dick pics. You could just be like, "Hey Peter, just say that you endorse me for president." They'd be like, "You know what? It's pardon my take."
Right.
If Donald Trump can accidentally basically become president, I think pardon my take can too.
Legalize gambling, legalize weed, legalize prostitution, tax the fuck out of all of it.
There
Boom.
You go. What
Lower
so
all the other
so
taxes.
PFT is your VP. What does Hank hold? Secretary
Ooh,
of State?
I think just the camera.
What position do you hold? The camera.
Stay with that.
flip side of things from at Funkmaster Flynn. Let's say you're a Lena Dunham type. Let's say you're fed up with this country and you are going to leave. Where are you going to go?
Oh, it's not an easy one, but it's just like. Anywhere in the Caribbean.
That's got to be the
you
answer.
You have to have some money, though, because otherwise then,
I've seen people, I've said this before, man, I've seen people go to the Caribbean, or not seen, but like I've talked to people when I'm down there, and I'll be like at a bar, it's just like some white dude, I'm like, "What are you doing here, bro? Like, why, if I'm not at the resort, if I'm just like in town, I'm like, why are you a bartender here?" He's like, "I just came down for vacation once and never left."
Never left.
And I'm like, "So what's like, how is it?" Like,
I firmly.
Like, he's like, "Dude, I bartend. I wake up at 1 o'clock. I just drink. I hang out on the
beach."
I
feel like I get bored of that.
I firmly believe A, you can bartend to make some cash, but also that's just like the way to do it because you're like living the bartender life. I firmly believe if you buy yourself a couple jet skis and rent them out for $1 zillion for a half hour, you can live like a fucking king in the Caribbean. Do you know how many dumb white people will do that? Yeah. You get like a parachute and you charge like $50 to go parasailing. All you're doing is paying for gas and you just drive around on your boat or you just hope they bring back the jet skis and you live in the Caribbean. I really genuinely think you can live that way.
My problem is I don't think I would be able to live without American sports. So like...
Yeah, but the Caribbean, you get American sports.
You can get the whole TV package?
Sure.
No way.
You got to live in like the U.S. Virgin Islands or some shit like that where you're like kind of in America.
Right. I still feel like they wouldn't have the whole
Also, package. Man, I think I could do without it. I think sports ruined my life. The whole point of going to the Caribbean is that you're living like a stress-free life. I don't want sports at all.
I've actually visited Toronto. It's actually a really, really cool city. So
you're going to flee to Canada.
Yeah, I probably would do Canada. Wait, did he say we can't go to Canada?
No. He just said, where would
Maybe
you go?
England? I don't know.
Oh, England's terrible.
I'd check out Europe.
Ireland?
I'd fuck with like pretty much... I'd fuck with Europe and the Caribbean.
Sweden?
I'd fuck with any of that. That's
Scandinavia?
Fine.
Not all of Europe. By no means are you...
No,
you
not
know
all
me.
Of Europe.
The good Europe.
When I say fuck with, I mean, I'd go over there, bop around, see what it smells like, see where I want to stay.
Yeah.
I'd do
Spain.
I fuck with Spain.
Portugal, the Mediterranean, Greece.
Nah.
I can get down with
you
that shit.
Like Spain? Spain's awesome.
I also need English, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not fucking with another language.
Yeah.
I'm going right to the Caribbean.
We just basically
Bahamas. Bahamas is like fucking 25
like
minutes away,
the,
by the way.
All the white countries and the place where white people go on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just on permanent vacation.
If you thought we were naming anything else, you
actually,
were
insane. No.
What, did I just say Africa? No, I'm going to go to Congo, Dan.
Underrated Australia.
Too far away.
Yeah, but I mean,
once you're there, I guess. But
yeah, I wasn't planning on coming back.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad choice, though.
No,
Australia would probably be
a lot
fun.
Of pretty people in Australia.
Isn't it all? It's like flipped there,
sharks.
Like winter's summer and summer's winter, right?
They don't.
That would fuck
Australia.
With me.
I don't think they really have.
No, they're one of the countries that like just got rid of them and nothing happened.
Right.
Yeah,
they were just like, I thought it was gonna be terrible and nothing changed at all.
Right.
All right. So final answers: Caribbean for you, Caribbean for me, and Toronto for Dan. And England.
I'm going with Australia.
Yo, England is really a bad answer.
No, I was
it's
thinking,
expensive and gloomy, and people have terrible teeth.
No,
and bad food. And
about,
very
like,
bad food.
I'm thinking about what I would miss, and I could probably fill the void of sports becoming a big soccer fan.
Footy fan.
Betting on everything.
Big soccer fan.
Yeah, Liverpool's the top.
What up, YNWA, baby?
Country, and the team that I put money in is at the bottom.
Yeah, we need to talk about this. I think once you own a team, you can no longer have fanhood in another team.
But I don't really like.
Dan? If you're going to
really
do the footy thing, you got to do it.
I mean, I care about...
You're going to let him say that? He's walking alone now.
No,
you better let him
care,
walk alone.
I don't care about... I don't think... I think our fandom is loose as... I would agree if I was like a real fan of any of this shit. Like, I like to watch the games, but if I miss a game, it's not like, oh my God, my
week is ruined.
I was
going to say, I watch about... half to three quarters of the games.
They're
that's
fun.
That's
they're a lot
one.
Of fun.
Soccer
but,
fans must hate
but I
you
also
guys.
Don't put
why?
My, I also don't like plan my week around what time the soccer games are.
That's the real problem. It's like 7 in the morning
yeah,
on Saturdays,
so
right?
Early.
Well, we still got to go to – we're going to wait till it gets dark, like February or something, and go to – and just get fucked up at like 7 in the morning.
I want you guys doing some real hooligan shit. I need you like – fuck it. I need you to like go there, actually. Go into like the hooligan life.
I would get
throw
in.
Like
–
I need you throwing firecrackers at the refs
no,
and shit.
No, we're talking about just doing this in New York.
No, I hear you, but I need you to go over
I
there and do it real.
I get into hooligan – if you're drunk at like 10 a.m.
Anything
the sun's out, that's definitely like hooligan behavior time.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
feel it because
yeah.
everyone's acting normal and you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Mean Street Hooligans, man. Yeah. Green Street Hooligans, whatever that movie
Green
is.
Street.
That
yeah.
movie, I need you guys like that.
The guy dies, though.
Well,
Petey dies. He dies yeah. heroically. Yeah. Sorry for the spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Spoilers.
That can be a new franchise, man. Hooligan. Hooligan Boys.
I'm down.
You can just beat the shit out of people.
Yeah. I sneaky been living it for about 5 years. I just have been keeping it under wraps.
This comes from at Wyatt Saunders. If all three of us went back in time 1,000 years, so 10, 16, if my math
what
serves
was,
me correctly.
What was going on in 1016?
I'll find out exactly for you. Let's see.
What
10, 16.
What age of empires level am I going back to?
World.
Picture of world.
I'm like 1016 world climate. Worlds. What was the world like? That's like Magna Carta shit, right? Magna Carta, it was signed in like 12-something. So we're talking fucking barbarian shit, okay? We go back in time 1,000 years. We have one tank. How much of the world could we take over?
All of it. Well, do we have unlimited weapons?
Unlimited gas and weapons?
Let's say that we have unlimited gas. Let's say that we... Yeah, so we have unlimited both.
The whole world. It's ours.
No, that's not true.
Why is it not true? How are you stopping a tank?
We would get killed.
Even if we didn't have unlimited weapons...
Would we never get out of the tank?
We just fucking just roll over everybody. Oh, the whole army.
Right. I mean, I agree with that. But eventually we would get out of the tank and somebody would kill us.
Get smart enough.
Why would we get out of the tank?
We have to get out of the tank eventually. We have to eat. We have to live.
Yeah, well, just don't do that in the middle of a fucking war. We'll do that a different time.
If we're trying to take over the world, people are going to be waiting for us to get out of the tank.
No, eventually someone would figure out how to open the tank, too. Like,
no, I'll hold it real tight.
Right, but like, you know what I mean? Like, if 1,000 people bum rush a tank and stand on a tank,
right? They open it up and then
someone would be able to figure out.
Also,
what to do
but here
you can lock it. Like, yeah, tanks lock.
I get it, but I feel like someone would be able to.
I don't think the dudes in 1,000 AD are
they just throw a bunch of rocks.
Are locksmiths? I don't think like we have a metal fucking tank and they're, you think it's just gonna be pounded on it? Like it's like have you seen like a safe trying to get open? That shit's impossible without.
I guess it's more just. I wouldn't think you'd be able to kill the whole world. I think the humans
here. Here is
the
thing.
Whole world. Here's what you're thinking too. We are to them. We're God.
That's the correct answer. That's why you could take over the world.
We kill a bunch of them. We blow up one building. They all lay down their weapons and start worshiping.
Yes, that is the right answer. That's why you could take over the world. I don't think you could quote unquote conquer the world.
Yeah,
you would be like I spit fire from my chariot from the fucking metal, and it's
Zeus
like
Zeus gave me this shit.
Yes, and everyone's like we have to do whatever that guy says. Yeah. You become a god. I don't think you could physically fight and take over the whole world with just one tank.
I don't think.
Think you could just. I mean, like we would probably just take over our immediate area. I mean, we can't take over. We can't fucking crush.
We'd be like, this is good enough.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, this is a big enough little plot of land. Once we hit the water, we'd be like, oh, all right, that's it. We took over the world.
Yeah.
No, we would become gods, and then
pretty quickly,
and then like, it's like being Jesus. It was a story that people believed, and then you just spin it from there. Like you gotta keep up the act.
Jesus gave people fish.
And they
would blow up things.
Yep.
We'd be more powerful than Jesus.
Like, oh, you can't get through this mountain? Boom! The mountain's gone. You can walk through it, and I did that for you, so now you owe me your life.
Yeah.
That's how you become a fucking Messiah.
People would travel to come protect us. It would be very, very quick how quickly we took over the world.
I'm with you, but just not from the conquering point of view, from the God point of view.
It's both. It's that's how conquering works. You put fear into people until they worship you.
And would you rather be loved or feared?
Both.
I would be loved so.
How much they love
me. This comes from at, I don't know, people with these lame Twitter names, this chick, at Luflug. She says, what is the grossest thing you like to eat, like to the point that you hide it from others out of shame?
I assure you there's nothing I hide.
Hide, yeah. I mean,
well, sometimes like I'll wake up on like a Sunday, and I'll have like ordered food at like 1 a.m.
Some leftover Domino's sort of shit.
I'll sneaky throw that stuff away. Like I'll throw that like down the garbage.
Oh yeah.
Building before.
Yeah, me and my wife always joke. We always say like get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
Like
there's nothing like where I'm scared of it. I'm scared of people ever seeing it. It's just the times they see it.
Yeah.
There's no food I consume where I'm like no one can ever find out I eat this.
Well, what's pretty like demoralizing for me is when you know like Domino's like sand.
Yeah,
when that's like all over your counter, I'm like, oh god, what have I done? Like, not only did I order it and eat it, but apparently I like fucked it, and there's Domino's sand everywhere. What do you got,
Dan? Yeah, there'll be sometimes, you know, like if you're at a food court or something, and you'll mix it, like you'll get like, oh, I'm gonna get pizza, and then I'll get fries. Like that's
wait, I'm down with pizza and fries.
No, I know, but it's like a very
fat move
when you
go
when you take it to a second location.
Right. When you're going double foods, that always is a little shameful.
I don't think there's any like foods, but like. I'll definitely throw something out, and then if it's like in a bag or a box still, I'm like, I kind of want that other cookie. Like I'll pull it out of there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I'll absolutely eat out of the garbage, but it doesn't really matter what's in there.
I'm a raccoon.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll dumpster dive. Like sure. No problem. That's no sweat. My man Migs says, "No, that one was a repeat." He also said, "What? Who would you make leave the country?" A little more political talk. This also is from Migs. Which Barstool employee that would make the best and worst president? Now, we just said how you could win.
I would be
a would you?
President.
Yeah, you would be a terrible president. Besides Portnoy, he's off the list. Best and worst candidates for president.
I think PFT, if we're talking for
Keith
real.
Keith or PFT?
Keith or PFT would be a good president. And then
worst.
Keith, I hate to do this to PFT. I'm going to change my answer to Keith. He's a little more presidential looking.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just both.
He's got the look.
Yeah, he's hot. He's
PFT might be able to clean it up, but the height thing is a problem.
The height,
yeah.
You gotta be big. You gotta be over 6 feet to be a president.
Right.
Gotta,
it's like a bare minimum.
Yeah,
that's why Hillary lost.
It's like to fuck a girl. You gotta be over 6 feet to do it.
Yep.
And if you're not, you're kind of a loser.
Worst. By the way, I'm throwing out. Not really president, but like we've talked about. How he's such a snake, like a political behind the scenes guy. Gaz would be a good person, like on your cabinet, like
a good little finger. Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't know if he can't be the frontward facing guy because he's bald and ugly and he's like he's not polished at all. Yeah. But behind the scenes, like you need someone to disappear. You need someone to be. You need a cleaner. Gaz will do that for you. He'll eventually stab you in the back.
Gaz is actually, he's Frank Underwood. I mean, he's Frank Underwood's guy. The guy's bald.
Stamper or whatever. It's something like that.
I think it is Stamper.
I always think it wasn't Stamper Armageddon, though?
But I think it's both.
Okay.
That always confuses me, too.
Right.
I think it is. I could be wrong.
He would definitely be a good Stamper. But the problem is Stamper is eternally loyal. Gaz will stab you in the back. So you just have to be ready for that. Worst. What do you got for worst?
I'm trying to think.
It's a fucking tough one.
That's a really tough one.
Oh, I mean, Nate would be a terrible president.
Well, Nate would be a terrible. It's a tough one because so many of us would be the worst.
Yeah. But for very different reasons.
It's not hard to just think of someone who would be a bad president. It's hard to narrow down out of all these horrible presidents, which of us would be the worst.
Nate would be terrible.
I feel like Nate's just the easy answer.
Smitty would not be good.
He's not smart enough. Yeah, I hate to. I mean, Trent.
Trent has that middle America feel. Every man.
He probably would be like, I can't make this decision. Someone's going to be mad.
What about Hen Easy? He just wouldn't wake up in time.
Hen would not be. We all would be bad. I mean, I would be awful. I just thinking about, like, I can't sit through 10 seconds of a meeting without my eyes glazing over. So I couldn't even imagine what the president is. Like, we had a meeting today, and I actually turned to Kelly. I was like, "There's more slides," and it was such a nothing meeting that like took no energy. I was like,
"I can't do this anymore."
So yeah, I'd be the worst fucking president.
Yeah. Let me see how much more we got here.
I wouldn't be a good president because I feel like presidents is just such a 24/7 job.
Oh, it's the worst.
I'd be like shit faced on a Saturday. Like, Mr. President, we have some issues. I'm like, yo, it's fucking Saturday.
Leave me alone.
Man.
The thing,
alone.
I can
I'm
get
drunk right
in
now.
Life, I get like bursts of motivation where I'm like all about something. And then as soon as that fades, though, I'm like, I just don't care about that anymore. Right. So like, I'd be like, let's figure out the Middle East. And then 2 weeks later, I'd be like, I don't really care about this anymore. I don't know. Someone else do this.
Right. You get like, I'm like a puppy. I get like little bursts of energy. Like, oh yeah, let's do this. And then like,
It's like NBA Jam Turbo. Once I run out, that's it. I'm done.
Right. I also can't imagine like, being the president and not being able to just sit on the couch all day.
That's the worst part. Any job that stops you from doing that is a terrible job.
Yeah. I always think about that like when I'm watching like CIA shows or like and the agent is on mission or whatever. And I'm like, so you just like you can't even just go get drunk.
You just do this all the time.
You're just working at all times. You're working.
Terrible.
And we theoretically have 24/7 jobs, which I genuinely believe we do. It's just we can do our job with a little buzz on.
Yeah, we can get a little drunk. We can do it from the couch. We can do it from the couch while watching sports.
On a Saturday night when I'm drunk, I can still go to work. I'll be a little tipsy while I do it. You can't really go to work a little tipsy as the president.
Last tweet of the day is brought to you by BetDSI.com. I had a dude tweet me that he actually took the advice. He threw that $10 free play on Trump. +500 at the time. Said he made a little bit of scratch. Little college kid who's like, you funded my gambling for the next couple weeks. So, like, thank you for that. So, shout out to BetDSI. They're riding that Trump wave, making people happy. Hopefully, you took that $10 for free and threw it on Trump, threw it on a long shot. If not, now's your chance to do it again. Use the promo code Barstool10, Barstool10 at BetDSI, and they're going to give you a $10 free play. Let's come up with another long shot. I don't know. Pick, like, Tiger to win the Masters or something, but maybe he'll come back and do it. Who knows? If Donald Trump can become president, literally anything can happen. And the good thing is BetDSI is setting lines on absolutely everything. From sports to reality TV shows to politics, whatever it is, BetDSI will make you a line that you can throw down some cash and get paid out. There are no hassles when it comes time to empty your account. It's easy to deposit, easy to place bets, and they're one of the most well-reviewed and reliable sports books out there. So go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code Barstool10, and you'll get that $10 free play for any of the sporting and world events happening now. Last one of the day. This comes from at Studer78. My girlfriend's roommate asked last night if it would be weird if she pulled out a fleshlight while hooking up with a guy. Thoughts, fights? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing.
He would be fucking this fleshlight.
Apparently. Now, I think that's like, for me, if a girl does that, I'm like, this chick is super kinky, and I'm about to do some shit I've never done before. My problem is, someone else's dick has been all up in that fleshlight.
Yes.
It needs to be a new fleshlight.
I didn't think about that second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she could take it out of the box, or she could...
The only thing worse than using a condom is using this fucking condom to fuck a rubber hole. That would suck. That would be not sweet. So I wouldn't want to be fucking... Imagine that.
Strap one on to fuck a
rubber plastic. Again? Jesus Christ. But I if it was like out the box, or if she was like, let's go shopping for a fleshlight...
Down.
Game on, bitch.
Down. Yes. Game on. You're about to see some shit that you can't even imagine.
Yep.
But pulling it out, it's kind of like, it's intimidating. Even if she just pulled it right out of the box right there, it wouldn't freak me out. I mean, it wouldn't turn me off. But it would be like, that's like a chick just going for a sex toy is always intimidating.
That's the type of chick who sends you a video of her finger in her butthole unsolicited.
Kevin, don't start this again. But I'd be very into it if it was just new.
Yeah, and not specifically because I really want a girl to, like, fuck me with a fleshlight. Again, just because of the X factor. Like, I don't know what's about to happen because this chick is crazy.
It's a crazy world.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
It's a power move.
She's there fucking banging with a fleshlight. She's got legs open. She's banging and stuff. Like, you're playing Twister, basically, with fucking
with
sex toys involved.
I mean, by the way, I saw somebody tweeted out this video. You know how Black Twitter will just sometimes tweet out, like, full-blown, like, porn videos? So you're just scrolling through Twitter.
Yeah.
There was this video. This guy... It was like a little pouch, and he hooked it to his fucking faucet, and it filled it up like a water balloon, and it was just like an ass and a vagina. Yeah. And I was like, yo, I'm so close to just cracking and buying this thing. Yeah. It was awesome. It was
amazing.
Like jiggling around and everything. Yeah, I was like, dude, this is getting harder and harder to resist this weird fucking male sex toy life.
You can't do it. Once you go, it's a point of no return.
Yeah, if I bought one male
like
sex
heroin.
Toy, I'd have 1,000.
Right, it's like heroin, basically.
I'd be hiding them all over my house.
You just have to keep just cranking away with your fucking lame-ass hands.
That's so terrible. Could you imagine the shame of you come home, someone comes home and finds you fucking, like, first of all, if you fill that thing up with water, that thing has to weigh, like, 30 pounds, no? And you're just fucking water balloon.
That's just too much. You can't do, when you're jerking off, you can't have, like,
preparation.
Extensive prep.
Yes, agreed.
Because then there's too much, like, alone time of you with your thoughts.
Like, what am I doing? Yes, yes.
Now we're going to go do this.
If I'm like, all right, my dick's hard, I got to go fill up my water balloon pussy.
Right,
like, there's a whole period of time where I'm out of it.
I've done this before. Like, jerking off is like a medical need. It's kind of like you're just sitting there, and it just like a little reminder pops up, and you're like,
oh
shit,
time to jerk off.
All right, quick. Yeah. All right,
back to work. Yes. Yeah.
If you're like, oh, okay, and then you have to go
bake it. You know, bake a cake, and then it comes out, and you're like, "Oh, I'm actually not hungry anymore."
Prepare like it's like preparing like a rocket launch. It's like there's too much prep work for sure. I'm a when it comes to masturbating, I'm a microwave guy.
I'm not preheating the oven. I'm not
second button.
I'm not baking a souffle. It's just let's hammer it out and get it done. All right, that's it for episode 193. Next week. We'll be – I don't know what's going to happen next week with the podcast because we'll be doing the live show. So
we'll actually be traveling in the car.
Right. So
maybe we'll do a Facebook Live from the U-Haul.
Yeah, we'll do that. Facebook Live episode next week. I need all your best voicemails for Couch by Couch West, 2 shows worth. So if you've ever thought about calling in the show, now is the time to do it. It's 646-807-8665. Go to thewilbur.com. You can buy tickets for the second show right now. A lot of changes happening in the podcast world, so I think you might want to get your KFC radio time in. So make sure you get tickets to that second show, and we'll see everybody there. This episode was brought to you by DraftKings. Yeah, DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. You know, maybe you thought you had a sleeper pick for the whole season, and that sleeper pick is maybe still sleeping. Maybe your quarterback's injured. Maybe your coach is an idiot and your team is a dumpster fire. I don't know. I'm just
maybe
speaking off the
going
cuff.
Great
maybe everything's going great. Really maybe, as always, you should just go on to DraftKings.com and draft all players on the Patriots because Tom Brady is a wizard and makes everyone around him better. And you will win DraftKings challenges, you will win football games, and you will win money. Just go do that. Just always do that. So go to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code KFC. You'll play for free with your first deposit. You'll win a chance of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend only at DraftKings.com. Once again, promo code KFC at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Catch you next week. We're out.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.